Hello there, and welcome to the 16th edition of the Ray's World Podcast. If you'd like to contact me, you can do so by either clicking on the contact link and the show notes page, if you're listening to this podcast via my personal podcast. If you're listening to this podcast via the Blind Cool Tech Podcast, I'll give you my contact information at the end, like I always do. I thought I'd better begin with some exciting news about my family. I'm a great uncle now. On Thursday, May 18th, at 1:09 p.m., my oldest niece Ashley gave birth to a baby girl. 8 pounds, 5 ounces, 20 inches long. No health problems. And her name is Abigail. So we'll probably call her Abby for short. This podcast is going to be one which I have purposefully delayed until now, because until now I didn't have the equipment to demonstrate it. This is a podcast of how I put the JK Audio inline phone patch through its paces, and you'll hear some interesting mistakes when I first get it. But first I thought you'd better hear how I get it. So we're starting off at the bank, where I write the check, and then I go to the post office and mail it, and then, well, you'll hear me put the patch through its paces. So, here we go with the adventure of the JK Inline Audio Phone Patch right here on the 16th edition of Ray's World. Well, it's 9 o'clock. According to my Braille watch, and therefore, it is time for the bank to open. This is the Whitney National Bank, the main street, the branch of the bank. The actual headquarters of the bank is in New Orleans. Thank you.
I need to make out a check. This is not for me, actually. Now I need to make out this check to a fellow by the name of Thomas Cummings. I have his information right here.
Okay.
It's in the amount of $130, actually. It's
Okay, so it's going from your checking account to his checking account?
Yeah, I'm going to send him the check.
Okay. What's his information?
Huh?
What's his information?
It's on here. The spelling of his name is on here.
Okay.
In the memo line, it needs to say for inline, INLINE, phone patch.
INLINE?
Yeah.
What's the next word?
Phone patch. PHONE. PATCH. It's for $130. Kind of a private arrangement between he and I.
Okay, and who's it going to?
This is who it's going to. To post that two-day priority mail. I'll do that at the post office, right?
Yeah. You're sending him a receipt?
No, I'm sending him the physical check.
Oh, okay. So you don't need me to deposit anything for you.
No.
You're sending it to him.
Yeah, I'm sending him the physical check.
Okay.
And I think I'll keep it in the checkbook. Do I need to endorse the back of this or not?
No, he's going to endorse it when he gets it.
Okay. What I'll do is I'll keep it in the checkbook. Well, I'll get to the post office and I will post this. I think I'll get it to him. Two-day priority mail. That should get it to him pretty quickly.
Okay. Thanks. You have a great weekend.
Thank you. I don't need any cash, by the way.
Okay.
Thank you. What the heck?
Yes, they are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You don't get any paperwork, you check it out yourself. Somebody's having a look.
Judith Johnson.
Julia.
That's nice.
Thank you very much.
I just need someone to sign with them now. Thank you, ma'am. You have a great day.
Judith Johnson.
Delita.
Okay.
It's on 14.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
Can I have a 2-day priority envelope, please?
Large envelope?
This has to get off as quickly as possible.
Okay. He wants two of these.
Is that priority?
Priority or express?
Which is the faster?
Express.
All right, then.
That's the passport?
Are you getting a passport?
No, I'm sending a check to somebody.
Okay.
And I need them to get it as quickly as possible.
Express service.
It's $14.40. How long would it?
Well, with our express service, it's guaranteed to be there in 2 days. It's usually an overnight service, but since the storm, it's 2 days. Where's it going?
It's going to Massachusetts. I have the information here.
It may get there tomorrow, but they're going to guarantee it for Monday.
Okay, well, what's the service down from that?
Priority mail.
How much is that?
That's like $4.
I'll do priority.
So priority.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the envelope.
Okay.
And address.
Yeah, let me, this is the envelope?
That's the envelope.
It's pretty thick, huh?
Yes, it is.
All right. Let me give you my return address first.
Okay.
Yeah, let me see. I guess this peels off.
Actually, yes, it does. Yeah, just peel it and then it'll stick.
All right.
Just fold it down. Got it?
All right.
Okay.
My address is, my name is Raymond. Can you,
yeah, got it.
It would be on this side, right? On this side? Okay. You want my information first?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Raymond, R-A-Y-M-O-N-D, 4-A-F-O-R-E-T.
And
his
address?
Yeah, that's Raymond 4-A Jr.
Okay. And
it's
going to?
Here's the information.
Okay.
I took the liberty of printing it out for you. I figured it'd be easier.
Appreciate that. That's Thomas Cummings.
That's correct. Okay. That's correct.
Here's your card back.
Thank you. Now, I will pay for it with my ever trusty card. I don't know how I lived without these.
I don't know how a lot of us lived without any of them.
Seriously, huh?
That's true. Okay. Go on priority mail.
Yes.
Did you need delivery confirmation today?
How much extra is it? Is it extra?
It's 50 cents extra.
For something like this, I think I'd better do it.
Okay.
This is important enough to justify it.
Yeah, This is your delivery confirmation. Now, there's a website and an 800 number. You need to get somebody to call. They're saying a probable date, like Monday.
Okay.
And there's a number on here.
When but I can also go to USPS.com.
Yes,
.gov or com?
No, .com.
Okay.
USPS.com. And there's a number here. You give them the number, and they can let you know when and where the product was delivered. Okay.
Here you go.
It's going to be $4.55.
Sure.
And that's credit?
Can you do debit?
Absolutely.
Sure.
Did you need cash back on your debit?
No, especially not today.
Okay. And I need you to enter your PIN number for me.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Oh, God, I hate these damn things.
Here's a PIN. That might be easier.
Well, actually, no. I can't feel the damn buttons.
You can't see nothing. Okay.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to put it that way, but it's just these blasting things.
Well,
gosh.
There you go. All right, that works.
You finished, man? It takes about 2 weeks to get in the system.
And your receipt. You have a wonderful day,
okay? Okay. Just one thing. Could you read the number off to me?
Absolutely,
on here?
I can. You going to remember it?
I can record it, actually.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay.
The number is 03-03-06-03-20-0001-7-0-48-15-19.
You too. Thank you very much. Okay. Saturday, May 20th, 2006, 11:30 a.m. It's 76 degrees Fahrenheit outside. Well, I got my JK inline audiophone patch, and now I'm going to begin putting it through its paces. So, you're about to hear some preliminary testing, folks. I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I will tell you what I'm about to try to accomplish. According to the instruction manual, the first thing you need to do after you hook it up is place a call, turn the calling party's volume, that's my volume, turn it all the way down, turn the calling party all the way up, and there's a separation knob for stereo recording, and you put it, you're supposed to set it to the maximum null, which is, I guess, the 12 o'clock position. I don't know. But anyway, I'm not exactly sure what I'm doing here. I've got two of the jacks hooked up. I've got it so that the only jack that it's running into is the one that... that actually comes into the patch, but I don't know exactly what's going to happen here, but, well, here goes. The only thing I can figure is that there's something that I'm not getting quite right here. Let's see. Just out of curiosity, what happens if I plug this into the microphone jack? Whoa! Too much! Much too much. But perhaps, now let me try something here.
Hello, and thank you for calling AMC Homa Palace 10. AMC Weekday Escape. All seats are $5, Monday through Thursday, excluding holidays. To purchase tickets for today's to repeat this list, press 1. To skip a movie, press the pound sign. Today's remaining showtimes are Da Vinci Code, Just My Luck, Mission Impossible, Over the Hedge, Poseidon, Ice Age 2. Rated PG. Running time is 1 hour and 40 minutes. All performances in Stadium Seating Auditorium. 11:55 a.m.
Only conclusion I can reach is that I need to do this another way. Let me go ahead and try something else.
This promises to be a little bit better. Turn the phone all the way up. Let's see, must be the phone volume. My volume is all the way down.
If you'd like to help, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
So I tried this on a rotary phone. Let me plug it in stereo. Let's see. Okay, that's pretty good. Okay, that's me, and that's the thing. Okay, that's me, and that's my voice. Okay.
Whitney Equity Loan of $10,000 or more. Pay no closing costs. 800-681-9015. Member FDIC. Housing lender. Normal credit criteria apply. Whitney National Bank, 9-11-54. The Homa area weather, fair today. Fair and little temperature change tonight. Temperature 77.
Well, that's about, okay. Let's see, which one goes which one goes to where? From the phone. I'm going to have to use a 60 hertz induction filter on this, but the null seems to be pretty effective. Yeah, I'm going to have to do it that way. Yeah, okay. From the phone, from the left jack to the phone. Yeah, let me try with another call.
You have dialed a phone number that is used by your Privacy Director service. Calls that are handled by Privacy Director will display on your caller ID box with this phone number and with the name Privacy Director. Please do not block this phone number using a call blocking feature like *60. If you block this number, Privacy Director will not work because even callers who identify themselves cannot be connected to you. For more information on Privacy Director, please consult your service manual or call your service representative. Thank you. Please hang up now.
Well, not bad. Let's see. I suppose I could try something else. Let's see. This is John's number. I've got this plugged into the line in.
Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 012T. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again. 012T.
Okay, so let's see.
Well, it seems clear to me now that I've got to tie that inline phone patch into a particular phone. Give the feedback, folks.
Hello?
Yes, is Tim Cummings there, please?
He isn't. Can I take a message?
Yeah, this is Ray. I just wanted him to know that I got his delivery.
Okay.
The item that he sent me.
Okay.
Who is this?
This is his wife.
Oh, Miss Cummings.
Yes.
Oh, well, in all fairness, I should let you know that this call is now part of a podcast that I promised I would do on this particular piece of equipment that Tim sent me.
Okay.
So, you're famous now.
Oh, that's pretty scary.
More or less.
I'll let him know that you called.
Thank you.
Okay, good luck.
Okay, bye.
Ooh, hope she isn't too scared. Whoa. Oh, where is that thing?
So what's my final verdict? I don't have one. I still have some more experimentation to do, and that time is almost about run out because it's really almost time to get ready to go to church, as I am making mass this afternoon. It's 11 to 2, so I'd better give some thought to getting ready for mass. I will do some more experimentation when I get back, because I think I found the ideal way to set the patch. It'll have to go through the microphone input, just like the configuration that I was using before. And I'm wondering... yes. That should be possible. Well, I'll do some more fooling around when I get back, but I think I think I may have found a solution. I may have just thought of one. Very similar to what I was using before. I'll have to think it through. Should be possible. Well, I'll deal with it when I get back from church. Saturday, May 20th, 2006, 5:20 p.m. Today is the feast of St. Bernard of Siena. There are no U.S. civic holiday observances for today. It's 79 degrees Fahrenheit outside. Well, I'm going to try the JK Inline Audio patch again, but this time I'm going to try a variation on a solution that I had been using up to now, and I'm quite anxious to see how it goes, so I'm going to give I'm going to see what happens this time. Okay, well, you hear a buzzing in the right channel, and you hear my voice in the left channel. I'm going to do two things here. I'm going to take these headphones off. I'm going to put my telephone headphones on. And I've got these headphones connected to this desk phone. That I got from Radio Shack. So now we'll just have to see how this goes here. I'll press the headphone button and make a call.
Hello?
Hey, how's Dad?
Dad's doing good.
That's good.
Yeah, he's doing good.
I just came back from Mass.
Oh, me too.
Okay. How's Ashley and Daniel and the...
And the baby, they fine, doing fine. She's a little toony. She's so cute.
Okay.
So she's back home.
I figured they'd be back home.
Yeah,
they don't keep them long nowadays.
Last night. So...
Okay, well...
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Bye. Good deal. Well, let's see. You know what? I wonder if Miss Joan knows about the baby. Let me see.
Message after the tone.
Hi, Miss Joan, it's me. I guess you must be on your trip because I hadn't caught you yet. So I guess you must be, like I said, must be on your trip, I guess. Well, anyway, this is your new great uncle. Still can't quite get over that. But that's how it is, so I guess I'll talk to you later then. God bless. Love you. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Ray.
How you doing?
How you doing, man?
All right.
I heard you call earlier looking for me, and I wasn't home, so I figured I'd call you back. Obviously, you must have gotten the patch. I hope it's working okay.
Yeah, I've only got one complaint about it, but that's why there's notch filters.
The little hum problem.
Yeah, at 120 hertz harmonic.
Yes, I, and I don't, actually, I think I got rid of some, I think some of that's caused by the, it's either caused by the AC adapter, and I don't know what the voltage is for you to hook up a battery pack instead of that. The other thing it might be caused by is there might be some, those eighth-inch jacks in the back may have some grounding issues. I don't know.
You mean those the three-pin XLRs?
No. Not those. The other ones. The eighth-inch.
Oh yeah, the 3.5 mils.
3.5 millimeter. Yeah.
Oh okay.
Yeah. You could. But I don't think you have any mics that take an XLR, do you? Do you have any mics that have an XLR? Because you could use the XLR. You can mix a mic in with the phone audio if you've got a mic with an XLR.
Nah, I don't have any XLRs.
Yeah, I didn't think you did. And you'd, to do that, you'd also need a preamp, too. But yeah, you're right. There's some 120 cycle hum. And I think that thing is like 16 volts. The other thing you could do is, and I never did this, is you could put a capacitor across that, make a connector and put a capacitor across to, but I don't know what value you'd have to use to get that to get rid of that voltage. But my guess is the hum's coming from the power supply, you know, from that wall wart. But a notch filter would do the trick, probably. And you could notch enough out so that you wouldn't lose, you wouldn't lose too much audio because it's, you know, phone audio is only 300 hertz to 3,500 hertz anyway.
I could drop it off by like 70 dB or so.
Yeah. You might not need to go that, to drop it off that much, but you can experiment. Is it really loud?
It is in the left in the channel where my voice would be more prominent.
Right. Phone audio ain't easy, man.
Nah.
I called the people at JK Audio when I got the patch, and I said to the guy, I said, "Look, I like this patch, and it works as advertised, but there's some hum." He said, "Oh, well, you know, there is some hum, but and I think he sent me a sample file. I sent him a sample file, and he cleaned it up and sent it back to me. And he did get rid of it. And he did what you did. He used, I don't know whether he's using SoundForge or Goldwave or whatever he's using, but he put in a 120 hertz notch filter.
It
did do the trick.
Yeah.
So you might try that first and see how it does. And if you're not satisfied with those results, then I would do what I suggested and put a loop in those two eighth inch jacks. Get a eighth inch.
It's gonna take a real short one to make a jumper out of them.
Yeah. Get an eighth inch female. An eighth inch male to XLR female for the other jack. And do a split situation and record in stereo, and so your left channel would be your mic and the right channel would be the patch.
Yeah.
When did it come? Did it come
today?
Oh, good. Okay, that's when they said it was going to come.
Right.
Probably today. So good. Right. Excellent.
Well, let me read the rest of this. This guy. It's what the heck was the subject line again?
Red. J. Pellis. Subject. Please read blind individual in need of...
Please read blind individual in need of...
Please read blind individual in need of technology assistance.
Of technology assistance. It's a long message. So what you're going to have to do when you press enter on the message, you hit Control-Shift-R.
Yes.
And that It is a nightmare, Tim, what this guy has been going through. I got to about the middle when you called.
Oh, my God. Jeez. Wow.
This guy has been suffering from all his nightmare. This guy has been having, I mean, woe after woe with this pack mate.
Wow.
Your wife blind or sighted?
I'm sorry?
Is your wife blind or sighted?
Oh, she's blind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
and some doofuses think that blind people can't get married. Please.
Yeah, but the other thing, like I said, the other thing about phone audio is so much of it depends on what the other person on the other end of the phone is using. It makes such a huge, huge difference.
What also depends on is whether or not you're ported for DSL on off of a 5 ESS.
You put it for DSL?
Yeah, because the 5 ESS that I'm on was ported for DSL last May.
Okay.
And that grabs everything above 4K.
Oh.
4K and above.
Okay.
But if I didn't have DSL, I would probably get the rest of that bandwidth for voice.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, although phone audio rolls off pretty heavily above 35K anyway, 3K anyway. But yeah, I see what you're saying. So it does. What you're saying is your signal's probably a fewer dB than it would be if you didn't have a DSL line.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's
with all the technology of today. I mean, I realize we're dealing with speech, but where is there this unwritten rule that says that just because it's speech, it has to suck?
Awesome, man.
Okay.
All right, sir. I'll be looking forward to the inline patch.
Okay.
Podcast.
Okay.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Tim.
All right, take it easy.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
There you have the JK Inline Phone Patch Podcast. I'll need to work on that notch filter a little more, but I'm pretty sure I can get it exactly right. If you want to contact me, you can do so at rforetjr@bellsouth.net. That's rforetjr@bellsouth.net. Well, that's it for the 16th edition of the Ray's World Podcast. And so, with that, I'll wish y'all a good day, and God bless, and I'll see you next time.